Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, The History of the Life of Ajamil, Text 49. Yatagyas Tasmad Yukta Upaste Vyaktam Eva Hi Na Veda Purvam Aparam Nashta Janma Smritis Tata Yatagyas tamasas yukta upaste vyaktam eva hi naveda purvam aparam nasta janma smritistata yatagyas tamasa yukta upaste vyaktam eva hi Naveda Purvam Aparam Nashta Janma Smritistata Yatagyas Tamasa Yukta Upaste Vyakta Mevahi Naveda Purvam Aparam Nashta Janma Smritistata of these. Yatagyas tamasa yukta upaste vyaktam eva hi purvam aparam nasta janma smritistata yata just as agyaha an ignorant living being tamasa in sleep, yuktaha, engaged, upaste, acts according to, vyaktam, a body manifested in a dream, eva, certainly, he, indeed, naveda, does not know, purvam, the past body, Aparam, the next body. Nashta, lost. Janma smritihi, the remembrance of birth. Tata, similarly. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Please repeat. As a sleeping person acts, according to the body, manifested in his dreams, and accepts it to be himself, so one identifies with his present body, which he acquired because of his past religious or irreligious actions, and is unable to know his past or future lives. Purport. A man engages in sinful activities because he does not know what he did in his past life to get his present materially conditioned body, which is subject to the threefold miseries, as stated by Rishabhdev in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 4, Text 4, Nunam Pramata Kurute Vikarama. A human being who is mad after sense gratification does not hesitate to act sinfully. Yet Indriya Pritya Aprinoti, he performs sinful actions simply for sense gratification. Nasadu Manye, this is not good. Yam Atmano Yam Asan Apikleshada Asadeha. Because of such sinful actions, one receives another body in which to suffer as he is suffering in his present body because of his past sinful activities. It should be understood that a person who does not have Vedic knowledge always acts in ignorance of what he has done in the past, what he is doing at the present, and how he will suffer in the future. He is completely in darkness. Therefore, the Vedic injunction is Tamasi Ma, don't remain in darkness. Jyotirgama, try to go to the light. The light, or illumination, is Vedic knowledge, which one can understand when he is elevated to the mode of goodness, or when he transcends the mode of goodness by engaging in devotional service to the spiritual master and the Supreme Lord. This is described in the Svetashvatara Upanishad 6.23. Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tata gural tasyaiti katata hyarta prakashanti mahatmanaha. It's a long purport. Quote, unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master, all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed, end quote. The Vedas enjoin, tadvijnartam sagarum ivabhigach chet. One must approach a spiritual master who has full knowledge of the Vedas and be faithfully directed by him in order to become a devotee of the Lord. Then the knowledge of the Vedas will be revealed. When this Vedic knowledge is revealed, one no longer remains in the darkness of material nature. According to his association with the material modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, a living entity gets a particular type of body. The example of one who associates with the mode of goodness is a qualified brahmana. Such a brahmana knows past, present, and future because he consults the Vedic literature and sees through the eyes of Shastra, Shastra Chakshush. He can understand what his past life was, why he is in the present body, and how he can obtain liberation from the clutches of Maya and not accept another material body. This is all possible when one is situated in the mode of goodness. Generally, however, the living entities are engrossed in the modes of ignorance and passion. In any case, one receives an inferior or superior body at the discretion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Paramatma, as stated in the previous verse, Manasaiva Pure Deha Purvarupam Vipashyati Anamimam Sate Purvam Manasa Bhagavan Ajaha. Everything depends on Bhagavan or Ajaha, the unborn. Why doesn't one please Bhagavan to receive a better body? The answer is Agyastamasa, because of gross ignorance. One who is in complete knowledge, and one who is in complete darkness, cannot know what his past life was or what his next life will be. He is simply interested in his present body. Even though he has a human body, a person in the mode of ignorance and interested only in his present body is like an animal. For an animal, being covered by ignorance, thinks that the ultimate goal of life and happiness is to eat as much as possible. A human being must be educated and must be educated to understand his past life and how one can endeavor for a better life in the future. There's even a book called Bhrigu Samhita, which reveals information about one's past, present, and future lives according to astrological calculations. Somehow or other, one must be enlightened about his past, present, and future. One who is interested only in his present body and who tries to enjoy his senses to the fullest extent is understood to be engrossed in the mode of ignorance. His future is very, very dark. Indeed, the future is always dark for one who is grossly covered by ignorance. Especially in this age, human society is covered by the mode of ignorance, and therefore everyone thinks his present body to be everything without consideration of the past or future. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The verse again. As a sleeping person acts according to the body manifested in his dreams and accepts it to be himself, so one identifies with his present body, which is acquired because of his past religious or irreligious actions, and is unable to know his past or future lives. I want to read the last sentence of the purport also. Especially in this age, human society is covered by the mode of ignorance, and therefore everyone thinks his present body to be everything without consideration of the past or future. I saw one television ad for some medicine, and you know, there's a famous actress, you know, who's in this ad. It's for a particular medicine to strengthen bones. And she says, I have just this one life and this one body, and which is the mentality of this age. You know, people think, I have this one life, this one body, therefore let me try to get as much sense gratification as possible, without understanding why they're in the present body that they have, and without understanding that they are preparing a future body. And most importantly, without understanding that they have a spiritual identity apart from all the material bodies that one might take in the course of the cycle of birth and death in this material world. And this present body, this verse is explaining, is like the body that one accepts in a dream. In the dream, you know, we may identify with a body that's presented to us in the dream. And you know, why do we have that particular dream? It's because of experiences that, you know, we've had in our waking life. And, you know, the mind mixes up all those experiences and presents us with a particular type of body, and then we identify with it and its activities. And then we forget that body. So Srila Prabhupada said many times, death is just forgetfulness. Just means we forget our last material body. There is no death for the soul. There is for the soul, the jayate mriyate va kadachin, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. For the soul, there is no birth, there is no death. So death just means we forget our last body. That's actually necessary, because how could you act in this life if you were just constantly remembering every detail of your past life? Death just means you forget your last body, you become absorbed in this body. Sometimes people do remember some details of their past lives. I mean, some people may ask, well, if there is reincarnation, why doesn't everybody remember everything about their past lives? But we don't even remember everything about this life. It's even hard to remember exactly what we were doing tomorrow. I mean, yesterday. Hard to remember exactly what we were doing yesterday. What to speak of many years ago. You know, we don't have detailed recollection of that, or at least most of us don't. You know, we don't remember what we were doing on this day when we were 3 years old. It's very hard to remember these things. So what to speak of events from a previous life? So, but we do sometimes have some vague recollection of what we were doing when we were 3 or 4 years old or 5 years old. Or we may even have one or two particularly strong, detailed memories. But we don't have, you know, complete knowledge of what we were doing in the past. But still we existed, and somebody else might know. You know, our parents might know what we were doing in a more detailed way when we were small, even though we don't remember it. But there are some cases where people have some memories of past lives. Srila Prabhupada says these people are called jata smaranas, means they can have some memory of a past life. Not complete memories, full memories, but some memories of past lives. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned in a conversation in Mumbai, a morning walk, you know, he was walking with some Indian people, and they were discussing, you know, this point, whether people can remember past lives. And Prabhupada said, yes, sometimes it can happen. He said even in his own family, you know, there was a case like that. He said his mother's elder sister, in other words, his aunt, had an experience where, you know, she was approached by a living person who remembered being her son in a previous life. So there are cases like that. And we also find some of these jata smarana cases in the lives of different devotees who are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. For example, Narada Muni could remember his past life as a little boy who was associating with sages who gave him some mercy, and as a result of that, he went to the forest and he got a vision of Lord Vishnu, and then he, in his next life, he became, you know, the great sage Narada Muni. Or there was the case of Bharata Maharaj, who, because of his attachment to a deer, had to take the body of a deer, but it's stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam that even in that body of the deer, he could remember his past lives. And therefore, he tried to, even in the body of a deer, associate with the sages and have a better future life. And there's, in the ninth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is the story of Amshuman, who was one of the sons of King Sagara. And it's directly stated in the verses there that he was a Jatasmarana, and he could remember, in his past life, he was a great sage who had committed some offense. Anyways, it's stated that he then began acting in a very bad way. He'd be playing with children in the river and he drowned them. but then later he brought them all back to life, because he was such a powerful personality. But yeah, the main point is that he was a Jatasmarana and he could remember his past life. So there are some cases like that where people remember their past lives. And sometimes, even if we can't consciously remember details of our past lives, there are influences from past lives that carry over. For example, Srila Prabhupada was discussing the concept of instincts in animals. Sometimes, you know, we see that a little animal, just when it takes birth, it knows how to do something. For example, one example I was just reading, Srila Prabhupada was explaining how the dog, as soon as the little puppy dog is born, it knows how to go to the breast of its mother and get milk. It knows how to do that. And Srila Prabhupada said that's imprinting from in its mind from past lives. So these so-called instincts in animals, they're from there are a recollection of impressions from past lives. There's one devotee in Hungary, Ishvara Krishna Prabhu, who's written a nice book about this that deals with this question called Nature's IQ, these animal instincts and behaviors, showing how they couldn't happen by evolution, that the real explanation is that by the influence of Supersoul, animals recollect these past patterns of activity. And even as human beings, we can do that. During his lifetime, Srila Prabhupada was asked about a very famous Indian musician named Ravi Shankar, who was a very expert sitar player. And he said, well, yes, he's been practicing for many lifetimes, therefore, he's a very good musician in this life. So consciously or unconsciously, there may be some recollection of things from past lives, but the general the general experience is we don't remember consciously. As Srila Prabhupada said many times, death is forgetfulness. So yes, we forget our past body. There are, however, exceptions. Greatly advanced devotees, they can become trikalagya, which means they know everything about past, present, future directly. But we can learn things from Shastra. We can become Shastra Shakshush and learn general principles, even though we may not have direct experience of them. If in Shastra we learn that, yes, we've had past lives, then we can accept that. If we learn from Shastra that our present body is the result of activities that we've performed in past lives, it's a result of our association with the modes of nature, then we accept that. We can see things through the eyes of Shastra. Shastra tells us we're preparing in this life for our next body, then we can accept that. And if Shastra tells us Jivaras Rupahoy Krishnera Nityadas, that we have a Swarupa as an eternal servant of Krishna, we have a spiritual body in which we are meant to eternally serve Krishna, and we can attain that body, we can reawaken it, then we can also accept that by the process of becoming Shastra Chakshush. And as Srila Prabhupada points out in the purport here, it's not enough to simply study Shastra. One has to serve the representative of Krishna, the bona fide spiritual master, in order to get the full meaning of Shastra. Yasya deve para bhaktir yata deve tathagarauta syaiti katatahyata prakashante mahatmanaha. So by serving Guru and Krishna, all of these things from Shastra can become fully manifest in our consciousness. So sometimes we may get some little insight into all of this. Maybe we don't fully appreciate, devotees, but then we get some, I sometimes experience this, I get some new insight into a devotee or a devotee's service. And then I understand, well, yes, I didn't fully appreciate this devotee. And then I can understand, probably I've got a lot more to go before I fully appreciate the devotee. Srila Prabhupada explained that in order to come to devotional service, and he said this about his disciples, they had to have had some previous experience with it. So who knows, what previous experience each of us has had with devotional service, and what our real identities are on the ultimate level. Each one of us is an eternal servant of Krishna with a swarupa, an eternal form in which we're meant to serve Krishna. So sometimes, you get some vague inkling of these things, and then we understand, or at least I understand anyways, I really don't fully appreciate the society of devotees in which I'm living. Okay, I'll stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Yes?
I was wondering if you could shed some light on Narad Muni's ontological position. In regards to reincarnation and changing bodies and past lives. In the case of ordinary conditioned souls, it's clear there's a spirit soul made of Satchidananda inside a material body. So there's no ambiguity. But in the case of, for example, the Pandavas, it's mentioned that they went back to Godhead in their self-same bodies. The Gopis is mentioned, some of them, they left their physical bodies and went to Krishna and the Force in their spiritual bodies. So Narad Muni, if he is made of such an, is his body made of such an Ananda? And if that is the case, where is the question of having a how does the process of reincarnation take place? Like, does he have another, like in his past life, did he have a material body covering his Narad Muni spirit soul body? Or, and then how does that relate to Srivast Thakur, for example? So it becomes a little blurry when we're talking about these exalted personalities. I was wondering if you could shed some light.
Yes. Srila Prabhupada said, if you don't change your body, then there's no question of forgetting. So, for example, Krishna, because he doesn't, you know, there's the famous instance where Krishna tells Arjuna, many, many lives you and I have had, I can remember all of them, but you cannot. Arjuna couldn't remember because, at least it's being presented that way, that he was changing his body. And because Krishna doesn't change his body, he has full memory of all his activities and those of everyone else. So if we don't change our body, then we have memory of everything. And, you know, I'm not 100% sure myself of what the exact status of Narada Muni is. I do know that he exists for the entire day of Brahma. You know, so he's, whatever body he has, it's the type of body that exists for a lot longer than ours does. Whether he's a jiva who takes a body or he's in his swarupa, in his form of Narada Muni, is a question that for me could only be answered by a direct statement from Shastra. I don't have such a statement in mind right now. Maybe somebody else does. Anybody know of a Shastric statement about Narada Muni, whether he's in his swarupa or not? Okay, so. Yeah, okay. So, a topic for further research. anything else? Amma Bhakta?
Just a question, which you might be able to answer. First of all, thank you very much for a nice class. Appreciate that. The question that I have is in regard to persons who may, from a very early age, awaken or develop phobias or irrational fears, fear of water, fear of heights, fear of open spaces and the like. Is there any connection between those types of fears or phobias and a person's past life, what he might or may not have experienced, when it shows that there is no rational reason for the person to have such a fear, since there was no trauma in this particular life to warrant or generate such a fear?
Possible, yes. again, to say, because as devotees, we try to be Shastra Chakshush, which means we rely on statements of Guru, Shastra, Sadhu. So it may be something like that. It's something like that is certainly possible in terms of what we know from Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu, but I can't think of a direct statement or example at the present moment. Can anybody? Okay. All right, and then just one more, and then we'll end.
Thank you for the nice class. And we hear that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that one should not be concerned with the past that's asleep, and one should not dream about the future, but should act in the present, and that's the path of the most progress. How would that relate to Srila Prabhupada's emphasis in today's purport, wherein he seems to urge one to at least understand how one has come from the past body and where one is going according to his current trajectory?
Well, to me, I could adjust that. Srila Prabhupada is also saying we have to act in the present in the best way. And if we're going to act in the present in the best way, we should understand that we're preparing for a future life, and that the troubles that we're experiencing are the result of past lives. So if we're going to act in the best way in the present, we should know what our actual situation is. For example, if a person doesn't understand their actual situation and doesn't, then they're not really going to be able to act for their best interest. Because even an ordinary person acts just in the present. There's prayas and shreyas. There's acting for one's immediate benefit and acting for one's ultimate benefit. So even the ordinary materialist, atheist, are just acting for the present, be here now. So there has to be, to have, for one's life to have spiritual significance, there has to be something more than just acting for the present, because even atheists and materialists are doing that. So that's my answer, for better or worse. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.